Let's talk about other ways to make this approach more successful. Explain why you're asking. If you don't explain the rationale, sometimes families may wonder why you're taking the time to do this. They feel they need help right now. So it's important to talk about the research base and to educate them about why and how you're doing this. Sometimes it's difficult for families to identify strengths, so you may ask them to bring in another family member. You may also ask them to write it down and bring it in at the next visit. If you're in a child and family team meeting and you've been working with this family and child for a while, you may be the one to offer a strength that you've noticed. The one thing I have seen in supervising some of these team meetings and plans is that sometimes team members are so good at recognizing strengths, which is a wonderful quality, that they just go with it. And families may agree with that strength, but they miss the opportunity to back off. Keep pushing that youth and family to identify their own strengths. If you're the only one that's doing it, even if you're using it in the treatment planning process, you're not going to get as big a bang for the buck. You have to create opportunities for them to come back to the table. You sort of sit with that silence when you say, "Tell me some of the things you think are going really well." It's hard for me sometimes to wait on that silence. I have a tendency to say, "While you're thinking about it, here's one that I've noticed." This tends to shut off the process. It was almost like I was so good at it that they didn't need to try. For those of you who are kind of big mouths like me and impatient, I'll caution you if you have a child and family who are really having a hard time coming up with it. Go ahead and use those good observation skills that you have, but try to draw them out. Try to use the strength you have found to ask more questions and see if you can get some things there. Keep coming back to that. Also, understand that if there's a crisis, you need to go into crisis planning. For example, there was a group that asked us to come in and observe their movement towards system-level work in their agency. They were doing some taping of child and family teams, and we were looking at them and then meeting with the staff around supervision. It was really clear to the group that this family was in a crisis. They were telling them that, but because this had been scheduled for their strength-based interview, this particular provider said, "We'll get to that. But we need to know these strengths so that we can use this in the treatment plan." So they were giving the explanation, but the problem was those strengths were probably not going to help to address that immediate crisis, which was around suicidal ideation and some real safety issues that needed to be addressed immediately. The family finally just yelled and said, "I don't want to do this now. I'm scared. My son's going to kill himself. We need to talk about this now." So again, just kind of keep in mind, as important as this is, sometimes there are other things, and in particular, a crisis event that needs to take precedence over that.